WQXR presents its 9th annual broadcast of Handel's Messiah from Trinity Church in Lower Manhattan this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. This year's performance by the Trinity Choir and Trinity Baroque Orchestra will be conducted by the distinguished Jane Glover, Baroque music scholar and author. I spoke to her yesterday and asked her about the challenge of making a Messiah performance fresh and vital when you're dealing with one of the most familiar works in all of classical music.
It is indeed one of the greatest pieces in our entire repertory. And actually, I was doing a little tot-up the other day, and I've done over 70 of them in 30 years. And the extraordinary thing about it is that it just comes up fresh as paint whenever one does it. You know, I've done it with symphony orchestras and I've done it with period orchestras, with choirs of 450, God help me, once in Sydney, or with a choir of 16. One never becomes bored with it at all. Every number is a showstopper. It just is. There is not a dud 16th note in there. It's just great stuff, and so one is always inspired. And of course, I mean, I think the answer to your question about how does one look for making it different every year is that, of course, it is different depending who you're doing it with and where you're doing it. And, you know, this year when I'm doing these two performances in Trinity Church here in New York, I mean, that is, for a start, the most wonderful choir that I've got to know in the last 2 years. Just a fantastic professional choir.
Tell me about working with a situation where you draw the soloists from out of the choir. That's a tradition at Trinity, but it's quite unusual, I think, around the world, isn't it?
It is, actually, and in all my 70-plus performances, actually, I've never done it this way, and I'm intrigued by it. They suggested it to me because that's the way they do it, and I absolutely leapt at it as an idea. I'm doing it with slightly fewer of them than they normally do. I think they said that that the record was 17 soloists.
Yeah, more than half the choir, yeah.
Exactly. We're just doing it with 8, actually, you know, 2 of each voice, because there is still a very profound message to Messiah. And I don't want to detract from that by the audience thinking, oh, now it's going to be Barbara's turn, you know. But Messiah, of course, is a great piece. And one can do it at any time of the year because it is, you know, there's the Christmas stuff and then there's the Easter stuff and then, of course, it's all about us, part three, and redemption. But it's particularly glorious at this time of year.
Tell me about, if you can, without spoiling any secrets, you're writing a book about Handel. What have you learned about him that we don't know, or perhaps more specifically, that might inform a performance of Messiah?
Well, it's generous of you to say that I'm writing a book about Handel. I'm certainly working on a book about Handel.
Okay.
Put it this way, the rather few words have made it to the paper yet, but I've learned a lot about... Well, for instance, when he did Messiah again and again and again in London, and this actually relates to what we've just said, he certainly adapted it for the forces that he had. And so that's why there are so many variants and variations, and the number of distinguished singers who came through it in his time is glorious. You know, one looks at them and thinks, oof, had no idea that the man who created Gluck's Orfeo, for instance, the castrato Gaetano Guadagni, actually sang some performances of Messiah for Handel in the Foundling Hospital performances. I mean, there are all sorts of little fun details like that that I'm coming upon. But you'll have to wait for me to write and you to read the book.
All right, we'll be patient on that. Well, and in the meantime, we have not long at all to wait for the performance of Messiah at Trinity Church, Broadway at Wall Street in Lower Manhattan, the historic parish where the work was introduced to the New World in 1770. The performance we're broadcasting is this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Jane Glover will be conducting the Trinity Choir and the Trinity Baroque Orchestra there in the sanctuary. And we'll have it for you live here on WQXR. Ms. Glover, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Great pleasure. Thank you.